Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes, and I'm here. This show, I'm going to be talking with Bobby C. Bobby C is a childhood friend from way back in the day. Actually, I'm waiting for him to call in because that's how he is. He just calls in whenever he wants to call in. But while he's calling in, I'm going to talk about how I know this dude. So basically, he's the type of dude that you just run into, and there's something about him, maybe for the good, maybe for the bad, maybe for the worse. But I remember I was working at this restaurant called Crystal's. Crystal's used to be a franchise in kind of like a White Castle. If maybe in the West Coast you don't know what White Castle is. It's like little burgers that they... You know, basically it's a little fast food joint. So basically he goes in, and I'm working cashier. And I don't know, he just looked weird. So I remember how he looked, because he just had this weird vibe to him. And then later on, he was new, you know, so around town. So I saw him in school, and he happened to sit at my lunch table. From there, you know, we've been doing crazy stuff ever since. And what's crazy about him is that, you know, like, it seems that a lot of people can get away with stuff, and there's some people that are just meant to get caught. And he's one of those people that gets constantly, like it doesn't matter. He cannot break the law. He cannot, you know, cheat on a girl. He cannot do any of that because he's bound to get caught. And there's people that just have that kind of luck where, you know, I remember, you know, we used to skip school. He would get caught doing that. You know, I remember one time we switched up grades. Basically, they gave us the grades at the end of the year. It was a junior year going to senior year. And they gave us the grade, and then we traded the envelopes. I thought, you open mine, I open yours. And I remember we skipped school, like, throughout the whole year. And so he opened mine, and he's like, yeah, you passed. You're in the 12th grade. And then I opened his. He was still in the 11th grade, and he thought I was messing around. And then when he saw it, I remember his face sort of like he couldn't believe it, because I probably just get more class than him and behave even worse. But he just got caught up. And, yeah, we have a lot of crazy stories. Here he is. Basically, he just called in, like I said. See, that's how he rolls. He just walks in whenever he wants. Yo, Bobby C.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
I
was just telling the story how we were in high school, and we traded the grades, and you opened my envelope, and I opened yours, and you said, yeah, you passed. You're in the 12th grade. And I opened yours, and you're in the 11th. And you thought I was playing.
Yeah, man, that was the story of my life. I remember I spent 1 year in Orlando, Florida, coming from New York, you know, because I had to get out of there and come here. And that's how, you know, we met, and we hit it off, you know. And we were cutting class. We were doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, for some reason, at the end of the year, we're like, yeah, here, you open mine, I open yours. And you're like, yep. Okay, bro, you got it. 11th grade, dog, they passed. You missed all those days, so did I. So you're like, yeah, nah, you didn't, bro. No, I said, stop playing around, man. Come on, Fern, really? Yeah, I looked at that, I was like, nah, that's discrimination all the way, discrimination. And you're darker than me, man.
I remember your face. I know. I went to less classes than you, because there were times that you wouldn't even skip class because you had to be responsible.
Yeah. I was trying to play catch up. I was trying to be the good two. She was like, yeah, no, let me skip, but let me compensate by, you know, making a B on this test. Boom, I got the B. Okay, I missed 3-4 days. Let's go. Let's go to Old Town. Let's go to Church Street. Let's do it. Church Street, baby. Miami subs, girl. Let me get a cup. You look so cute. Let me get some fries with that. Yeah, I remember that. Fashion Square Mall. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Orlando, man. That was our stomping ground. Remember when we stole a bunch of Miami Sub cups So we would have like free soda.
We had walked in like free sodas. We had sodas in our backpack. And we used to sit there and used to write rhymes. I used to write stories on what the plans are for the future and design clothes and all that. And you used to write. I remember. Yeah. Then we became regular.
You were
then
always
like
to design.
Yeah. And I remember we got so regular that they just knew that we were coming like after school. We knew, and they had our fries ready and our sodas. They regular, and they just gave us fries. We sit there and just like it was our office. Miami Studs became like our office.
That was our office. Yo,
we were
crazy.
Doing the Starbucks. Hold up, we were doing the Starbucks before Starbucks were doing the Starbucks thing. Just we didn't have laptops.
Hell yeah.
We had
the library.
We had,
we had a lot of a lot of things. But one crazy story. I remember one time your mom, may she rest in peace. That was a beautiful lady. Actually, just like my mom. Remember, they had the same similar life. But I remember, I don't know if it was her or your aunt, someone that found a shirt that you're used to check off.
Oh, yeah.
I remember because you were embarrassed. Because that shirt was so stiff.
You know how we all... We're very dumb, young, and full of all that stuff. You know what I mean? And we just, Ma Dukes wants to clean the house. You know, she cleans the house. And I used to have mine right nudged in between the wall and the mattress. that junk was so. I thought it was a piece of like cardboard, white cardboard. It used to stand on itself. With so much, bullet wounds. That had a lot of shots. That had a lot of bullet wounds in that thing. And she found it, and she's like, "What?" She thought it was bad. She knew what it was.
But I think once she brought it up, it was too late to take it back. She probably realized it as she was asking. And then, the question is out. So now, it's just awkwardness.
No, she even asked, "What is that?" I was like, "Yes, eso." I said, "Ma, that's my shirt." Eso, ¿y por qué está parada? ¿Qué le pasa a la camisa que está así? Eso está sucio. Like that. Bro. Eso está sucio. I said, "Ma, no, that's not. It's curved. Y eso sí que se para así. Es una hoja, es un papel. Tira eso a la basura." I said, "Okay." That thing was, I could crack it. It was brittle. I could crack it. But you're done. You're just wilding out. But
after that, I remember I went home and I threw away all of the stuff that was between my mattress, in between the bed, like the towels and the socks.
Yeah.
And I threw all that. I said, I'm not getting caught up, and my mom ain't going to find this.
Yeah, it was a shirt, man. It was a ripped up shirt, too, man. When it was ripped up, one of those things looked like a design. It looked like an abstract design, like one of those vases that people make that pay $3,000 for. It looked like paper, but it's not. It's crazy, but yeah.
Well, remember too, like our thing was girls, like that was our thing back in the day. Just like perfecting the game, without money, because we really didn't have the money like that, so we had to be creative on homemade things. Hey, remember when we tried to sell weed and
we spent
like $100? And we earned like $110.
Yeah, at least we got our money back though. I remember Tufio, your uncle was crazy, dude. He's the one instead of saying no to drugs, he's like, "Oye, ven acá, ven acá. Esto aquí para ti, y tú me das 100 y tú vas a hacer 300. No problem." And we like dumb, we're like, "Oh, word? I know people that use this stuff." Man, we used it, we threw up, we flushed down the toilet, we almost burned the house down, 420 Malloy Street, forget about it. Remember we got stopped?
Yeah, we got stopped with a gun.
And we had like 2 ounces in my military boot in the back, and the cop was like, because I opened my wallet, and me like a dumbass, I had those roll-up papers, the little paper roll-ups for joints. Well, I don't know what they're called. I forgot what they're called. And the officer saw that. I was giving my license. Son, do you have any narcotics or paraphernalia in the car? I was like, no. Well, yes, I do. And we took one from the drug department. It was a nickel bag. That was our own nickel bag. Even the officer said, where'd you get it? So I said, over here by Westmoreland. We're at Westmoreland over here by the 7-Eleven and Sizzlers. By the Sizzlers. It used to be a Sizzlers there over there. Okay, do you have anything else? He goes, there's two things you could do. Well, I could take you all in right now, or we could dump it out right now. I said, no, we could dump it. He didn't know I had like 2 ounces in the back. I already had enough of junk. Gave him the nick bag. He said, here, drive away. Get out of this area. I was like, yeah. He didn't know we're from this area. But anyway, he lived in that area.
Remember when we because we just got some weed from the dude, but it was like some bunk weed. You know what I mean? It was like oregano mixed with something. I don't know. I know that we got ripped off by dude.
It was dirt weed. It was dirt weed.
We mixed it with some good weed. I remember that to try to get more money out of it. And we were going door to door soliciting. Because I remember we went to my uncle's friend's house and we knocked on the door and we're like, yo. We got some weed. He's like, what y'all coming over here for? He's like, yeah, come on, man, get some weed. And then he bought like a dime bag. But then my uncle years later, he's like, hey, what are you doing? My friend told me y'all selling some fake weed door to door. Why are you selling fake weed to my friends?
I was like, damn. Hey. You started us in that game. What are you talking about, you know? But now I remember going to with Edgar. I don't know if you remember Edgar.
He had the Nissan Maxima.
Yeah, bro, that was him. So he was older than us, or older than me. And I used to go to JJ Whispers, a club in Orlando. And I used to have that weed that you uncle gave us, and I was trying to make it happen and get my money back. And man, I got chased out the club because it was bunk weed. I almost got in a fight and everything. You should have seen it. You weren't there. Yeah, you weren't there. And me and Edgar almost fought. And I was like, man, I don't got nothing. And because I wore baggy pants, a whole sleeve came out of my pocket. And when he was cleaning his car the next day, because you know he loved his Maxima. Man,
yeah,
we started. He beat me like a brother. He said, "Yeah, man, what's this?" I said, "I don't know. That came out your pocket. It was a big scandal." But yeah, man, nowadays you can't do that, bro. You get shot. You get shot for stuff like that.
Yeah, but we didn't make any money anyway because we gave it to them. Remember them girls?
We got what we got. Yeah, we got. It was worth something. It was worth some, you know, some thing. You know.
Yeah. But we get, you know, I mean, they were learning experiences. I knew that. I was like, man, this is too much work for too little money.
Yeah, you know? The rate of return ain't you got to be up in the big one. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to do it big time. If not, you know, it ain't really worth it. So, yeah, man, next time, it's about to be over, but next time we gotta do more stories. We got too many stories for this little bit of time. When we cut our hair, remember, like, we had the long hair, little braids. We got to talk about all of that. We cut the hat so the little braids can pop out, you know.
Yeah.
We did that before
Chris Cross came out. We did that way before that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We were in another, we were everywhere, too, with no, you know, with nothing.
Yeah.
We would be everywhere.
Yeah.
So cool, man, thanks for checking in. And we're going to do this again and have more stories. Maybe we'll bring Flex Dapper on the line. And we can all chop it up.
Oh, what's up with Flex, man? You know he's getting married. We need to talk to him. In Haiti.
Yeah.
We got to go to Haiti. We're going.
We got to go there. I'm going. Get my voodoo on.
I'm going. I'm not getting my voodoo on. I'm getting my calypso on. You know, make it
own style. No doubt. All right, yo. So we'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, man. All right, later.